A Little Homemade Tea, written by K Burb and read by Flower Parish. This is a Batman fic, rated for general audiences, featuring Alfred Pennyworth, Jason Todd, and Cassandra Cain. Summary: Jason arrives for afternoon tea with Alfred. The manor should be empty, but there is an expected guest.
If we take this burden with this broken leg, we could nurse it, she said. Come inside for a little lie down with me.
Jason hadn't expected anyone to be home, save Alfred, when he arrived at the manor. Bruce should be at Wayne Enterprises, he had it on good authority Dick was in Bloodhaven, and the kids should all be at school. So he was surprised when he walked through the door and heard Alfred talking in the kitchen. The location wasn't odd, Alfred was usually preparing their afternoon tea at this time, but Alfred wasn't known to talk to himself. He could be on the phone? It sounded like half a conversation, the butler pausing and seemingly replying to someone. But again, it would be odd. Alfred was very punctual. He liked to give whoever he was with his full attention. Jason checked his watch and, no, he was on time. Alfred would have excused himself from a call by now. Jason peered into the kitchen and was surprised to see Cassandra sitting at the island, cocooned in a blanket and sipping tea. Alfred had a special mug for each of them. Jason wasn't surprised to see that Cassandra's wasn't one of the standard mugs that any guest might pull from the cabinet. What he was surprised by was that this mug was one he had made. He remembers it clearly. It was Grandparents' Day, and Jason had tearfully explained to his teacher that he didn't have anyone to invite. She had turned him around with gentle hands, and he had been greeted by the sight of Alfred in the doorway. Jason should have known, of course, that Bruce and Alfred wouldn't have left him alone that day. But Jason wasn't used to kindness at that age. He wasn't used to it now. "Didn't expect to see anyone else here," Jason says. Alfred smiles towards Cassandra. "Someone is not feeling well," he explains, his hands forming the words in sign language as well, something new. "My apologies, Master Jason. I should have let you know we would have company." Cassandra doesn't speak. In fact, she seems to shrink further into her blanket, looking hesitantly at Jason. His chest tightens. He knows that look, that reaction. Another memory hits, this time of one of his earliest days in the manor. He'd been unable to sleep, wanted to escape, but Alfred had caught him. Sat him down at this very island, made him a cup of cocoa. Cassandra is like a mirror of Jason. He finds he cannot be disappointed she is here, taking his time with Alfred. "No worries," he assures, moving to claim his own mug, Wonder Woman, though unfortunately given to him by Dick as an early attempt at brotherly affection. Just surprised to see another person. He looks to Cassandra now, tries to school his face into something reassuring, something kind. "I come here a few times a week, but you have to help me out by keeping it a secret, okay? No one knows." Jason hopes confiding in her will settle her nerves. He cannot read her face, she's been trained too well, by the same people who trained him. Alfred turns to the stove, shutting off the gas, and beckons for Jason's mug. Jason settles at the island, putting space between him and Cassandra. They sit in silence, watching Alfred work. Eventually, he turns, setting Jason's mug in front of him, water already turning brown from the tea. Alfred looks between the two of them. "I don't think you've had the chance to connect much yet." Again, he signs in conjunction with his words. Cassandra shakes her head, freeing her hand to pinch her pointer, middle, and thumb together as she does. Jason doesn't know much sign language, but he can put together context clues well enough. Jason hadn't heard Cassandra was deaf. It feels like something Dick would have mentioned when he told him about her. Mute, maybe. Selectively, perhaps. He doesn't know. A bit of panic rises in his chest. "I don't know sign language," he admits. This wasn't how he'd expected afternoon tea with Alfred to go. He wasn't used to having to account for a third person. Often, they don't talk, Alfred putting a record on the turntable and sitting with Jason in companionship. Now, there's a worry of excluding Cassandra if they speak. Though Alfred had been talking when he arrived, Jason's guilt turns to confusion. She looks at Alfred, head tilting. Miss Cassandra is not deaf, Master Jason. She simply prefers to sign, Alfred explains. When she first came to us, she did not speak at all. She knew some Chinese sign language, so American Sign Language was something we learned together. I knew British Sign Language from my military days, he clarifies. It took both of us quite a bit of adjusting, but we have gotten there. Your Master Bruce was a quick study, and many of the other children have been learning as well. He looks apologetic, likely feeling, in that Alfred way, that he had somehow excluded Jason from this. I can speak, Cassandra adds, voice hoarse. She looks at Jason. But when sick, as Alfred mentioned, it's easier to sign. Jason nods. I see, he says. And he does. Of course she'd go back to a language more familiar, to a communication style more comfortable. Jason doesn't get sick often, after the pit, but when he does, he finds himself achingly wishing for a soft blanket and his bedroom at the manor. He hates this about himself. Alfred hums. We could teach you some simple signs today, if you would like, he offers. Not our usual quality time, but an option. Jason glances at Cassandra, who is peering at him like she expects him to reject this. Reject her. I'd love that, Jason agrees. He can't help but melt at how eager Cassandra's expression becomes. Lovely, Alfred says, grinning. We can start with your name. My name, Jason echoes. In order to communicate the who of a conversation, Alfred explains, each person's name is unique. When I first told Miss Cassandra stories about you, we came up with yours. Together, Alfred and Cassandra both put their right hand near their mouth, extending their index finger and thumb. They pinch them together once before swooping their hand through the air and pinching once more at the conclusion. Jason cocks his head in confusion. Jaybird, Cassandra says, a nickname that brings a sense of brotherly compassion and days long gone. That he made Dick swear to stop using until he was ready. Somehow, it feels right coming from Cassandra. Jason nods, mimicking the motion. Jaybird, he agrees. The end. And I'll owe it all to you, oh, my little bird. My little bird. Authors' endnotes. So, as the tags mentioned, this is a Cass joins the Bat Fam early AU. She's probably around 14, 15, 16 here. Young, but not like a baby. Just traumatized. Jason gets it. And then, for Jay, he's back in Gotham. In contact with Dick a bit, but not ready to be in the family again. So, he doesn't know Cass very well yet, hence this moment. I made up the sign for Jason's name. It's the ASL sign for bird, which is pinching the mentioned fingers together twice next to your mouth, combined with the sign for the letter J. It's not perfect. It's been years since I took beginner sign language, but I came up with it the other day and knew I wanted to write a fic around it. Hope you enjoyed. Podficker's note. For my 900th, probably solo podfic on AO3, depending on if I, you know, actually attributed stuff the right ways when I sorted, this is around my 900th solo work, and for that, I wanted to pod something uniquely me, and Cage wrote this for me because Faye is my best friend and knows me very well, so I hope you enjoyed. Come inside for a little homemade tea. If you fall asleep, then at least you're next to me, and if I wake up, it's late, love, get back to sleep. I'm covered by nature, and I'm safe now underneath this oak tree.